Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, it was a bit disappointing to see April cattle futures closing unchanged yesterday. The April contract has been in a sideways range since the beginning of the month. Traders are holding out hopes for cash to achieve the $118 to $119 level, but cash has not been able to accomplish that so far. However, there is another month for cash to be able to achieve that level or higher. Higher cash yesterday was certainly welcomed by feedlots and hopes of that continuing. The seasonal spring rally will need to be supported by good exports and strong cash prices. Even though the trend is up in April and May, hog futures made new highs yesterday. Traders may be apprehensive of the upcoming hogs and pigs report this afternoon. This may keep price volatility subdued, with most traders likely feeling confident holding long positions. The average trade estimate for all hogs and pigs is 100.1% of last year. Losses at all three wheat exchanges overnight, with Chicago leading the way lower, down 3 to 6 cents. The May contracts at all three exchanges saw inside days yesterday, with downtrends maintained in Kansas City and Chicago, while Minneapolis has been more consolidative of late. Drills are beginning to make progress across the Northern Plains this week as spring wheat gets seeded into dry conditions across much of the region. A lot of focus, though, has been on the U.S. side of the border, but less so on the Canadian side. Lower corn prices overnight following another go-nowhere session yesterday, which featured an inside day of trade. The last three sessions have all been inside days, allowing May futures to coil further ahead of next Wednesday's USDA reports. While the corn market has plenty of volatility priced in at 28 to 32%, it isn't leading to any actual movement of prices. Market participants of all shapes and sizes will be anxious to see the March 31st reports come and go so the next leg of price direction can be realized. Weaker trade across the soy complex overnight, with soybeans and soybean oil facing the prospect of their first lower close in five sessions. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
April live cattle unchanged yesterday, 119.12. June up 25, 120.30. April feeder cattle up 270, 142.45. May up 185 at 147.32. April hogs up 130, 97.77. Kansas City wheat, the May's down 5 3/4 at 576 1/4. July's down 6 cents, 582 1/4. Chicago wheat, May down 10 cents, 624 3/4. July's down 7 1/2 at 618 3/4. May corn up 2 cents at 553 1/4. July's up 3 cents, 537 1/4. May soybeans up 9 1/2 cents, 1432 3/4.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.